about 12 miles south town. And when I was a small child, he had sharecroppers and grew cotton. And recently it's been a dairy farm.
Is it still in your family?
Yes. It's still a dairy.
What different buildings would there be on the farm?
Well, of course there's a dairy barn. There is a big barn and a smokehouse and a gin. Chicken house.
What different animals would there be? Where would they be kept?
Well, there are cows in the dairy barn. There are chickens in the chicken house. There are, or used to be, I guess. I'm not sure whether there still are mules for plowing. Horses.
Why would the horses stay?
Well, the horses and the mules were always kept up at the big barn, which is just behind the farm home.
Mm-hmm.
The dairy barn's off a good way from the farm home.
What would you call the fenced-in area around the barn where the animals could walk around? Do you ever hear a barnyard, a horse lot, or a cow lot?
Well, I think that horse lot was more used.
Where would the animals graze?
Out in the pasture.
And do you ever hear of a fenced-in, sort of a makeshift fenced-in place in the pasture where you could shut the cows up for milking?
Well, there's a... There is a pen.
Do you ever hear that called a cow pen or milk
pen? But it is just a cow pen. It's not used for milking particularly.
What's it used for?
Just for catching them to take them to the auction barn.
And the upper part of the barn where you could store hay?
It's a hayloft.
And if you had too much hay to put up in the loft, you could leave it outside in a...
Well, either a haystack or occasionally in this part of the country you have silos.
A long time ago when people would cut the hay and then let it dry, they'd rake it up in little piles. Do you ever hear names of those little piles of hay?
Just hay stacks.
Uh-huh. Put about a heap or doodle or shock. And if you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back, so you can cut it again the same year. You'd call that the...
You're just lucky. You're supposed to make more than one... hay baling off of one piece of land in East Texas.
Do you ever hear people talk about second cutting?
Well, here you get more than second cutting. You get at least